Amy, what did the owners of this campground allegedly do?
Actually, it's what they allegedly didn't do. They failed to get many of the permits necessary to build and operate a campground in Vermont. The campground has rental cabins as well as tent and RV sites, a clubhouse, a pool pavilion, but it didn't have many of those permits needed, like an Act 250 land use permit or a potable water permit or an approved septic system.
So the violations don't necessarily indicate that it was unsanitary or not fit for human habitation, just wasn't properly permitted.
That's right. It's not clear that there was any specific hazard or anything. An investigation by the Department of Environmental Conservation's Enforcement Division and the Natural Resources Board revealed numerous violations, and the campground hired an engineer to address those issues. And the company's since fixed many of the problems, and it's going through the Act 250 application process now. The settlement terms state that the campground will have to remove any structures not approved in that Act 250 permit if it gets one. If it's not granted an Act 250 permit, they have to remove all the structures built after 1970, which was when Act 250 became law.
The fine was nearly $29,000. That seems really large. Is that common, this kind of fine?
It is a big fine, and I guess the message the environmental court is trying to send is that it's not a good idea to operate a business in Vermont without abiding by the state's building and environmental regulations.
And is this going to be a crushing fine for them? Will they be able to continue to operate with, you know, paying this fine and also making the necessary upgrades to the facilities?
The upgrades have been going on for some time now, so I think they're moving forward with it. I'm not sure if the fine will be a crushing blow or not.
In other news, Amy, towns around the state are trying to get up to speed on the recent changes to Vermont's open meetings law. Last month, VPR broke the story about Montgomery taking down its website to avoid complying with the new online posting requirements. How are other towns reacting now that the new law is in place?
Overall, we're seeing more minutes and agendas being posted online, and that was part of the point of the law. Many more towns are putting up minutes in a much more timely manner. The new law requires minutes be posted within 5 days of a meeting, and that is happening in many more towns now.
Are there any other towns that have followed Montgomery's lead and deactivated their websites?
Well, Mount Holly has done something similar, although it hasn't taken the website down. The select board voted to declare that the website mounthollyvt.org is no longer an official town website. The header for that website still says town website for Mount Holly, Vermont. However, they've modified the welcome post on the homepage to say it's the unofficial website for the people of the town of Mount Holly.
But there's no official website. There's just this unofficial one and that's it.
Yeah, Mount Holly is a bit of a unique situation in that they have the Mount Holly Chit Chat online, which is a town newsletter. And they also have email blasts. So they do a pretty good job of informing the public about what's going on with the town without using the website per se.
And looking ahead, Amy, the Hartford Police Department is offering a 10-week Citizen Police Academy this fall where, quote, citizens will be introduced to the operations of the Hartford Police Department and various aspects of police activities and the criminal justice system. So what will people learn?
Well, the course covers how the Hartford Police Department operates and what's involved in police training in general. And then it also covers a wide variety of law enforcement topics like dispatch, crash investigation, DUI court, school resource officers, interrogation techniques, use of force, community policing, just a really long list. And it's a 10-week course, as you mentioned. The class meets for 3 hours one evening a week, and that begins in September.
Well, thank you very much, Amy.
You're welcome, Peter.